Okay. There is a very intriguing kliyakar in the beginning of Parshas Naso. We ask the following question. We're going to try today to develop an idea that is relevant to Shavuos, a little bit Bamidbar and Naso, in a way which I think can be very, very meaningful. The kliyakar asks a question in the following way. The Torah tells me in the Parshas Naso that we are commanded to count the children of Gershom. One does the kliyakar. Gershom's the Bechor. So why are we counting the Bechor second? In the end of Parshas Bamidbar, we go through and we count Kehas. Kehas is the Bechor. Kehas is not the Bechor. So why is Kehas counted first and then Gershom? The Medrash comments, says the Kliyakar, the reason is because Kehas are the people who are responsible for carrying the Aron. That's the Kliyakar. So now I have another question, which is, why wouldn't the Bechor be the one responsible for carrying the Aron? Why do we have Kehas be the ones that are responsible for carrying the Aron? What exactly is going on here? That is the question of the Kliyakar. Why is Gershom counted second as the Bechor, and why isn't the Bechor the one who is carrying Torah? Suggests the Kliyakar the following very beautiful idea. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Yuma and Daf Ayin Beis, the Mishnah in Meseches Avos in Perek Dal, Mishnah Gimel, and perhaps most famously as brought down by Rambam in the beginning of the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, that there are three crowns. Those three crowns are the Keser of Kahuna, the Keser of Malchus, and the Keser of Torah. The Keser of Kahuna and the Keser of Malchus, Chazal tell us, the Rambam says, describes it so beautifully, that once Aaron was zochet to the Keser Kahuna, then the Keser Kahuna stays amongst him and his descendants. Once David HaMelech is zochet to Keser Malchus, so Keser Malchus also is supposed to stay in the hands of David and David's descendants. The Keser of Torah, however, is unique. The Keser of Torah is not a Yerusha. Keser of Torah is not an inheritance. Rather, Keser of Torah is kol mi sherotze, yavo v'yitzel. Anybody that wants, it's munach b'keren zavis. The Keser Torah is a Keser which all have access to, which all are permitted to come and take. Says the Kliyakar, I believe that is the pshat in why we have the end of Bamidbar and beginning of Naso as we do. We wanted the Torah to be carried. We wanted those responsible for the Aron to not be the Bechor. We wanted to convey the message that who gets access to Torah is not about when you are born in your family. It is not an inherited position, but rather it is whoever is most zochah to it. So Kehas gets Torah, therefore they also get counted first. Shouldn't the Bechor get Torah? No, we wanted to convey the message that access to Torah, access to excellence in Torah, access to the Keser Torah is not something which is given over through Yerusha, but rather it is something which all are able to have access to. This idea of access to Keser Torah is what the Shla in Maseches Shavuos, Perek Ner Mitzvah, Os Yidches, suggest is the basis for the Simcha of Shavuos. That this idea of access to Keser Torah is the basis for our Simcha. So the Shlach as follows. Chayv Adam L'smoach B'zeh Chag B'Yoser. A person is extra obligated to be Mesameach and the Chag of Shavuos. Why? Ki hu yom shezachinu bo l'Keser Torah. Because it's on the day of Shavuos that we began to be Zocha to the Keser Torah. He goes on to explain that Pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Samaches very famously, HaKomodim Be'atzeres Debi'ina Nami Lachem. There's a certain extra simcha which takes place on Shavuos. All agree, has to be a simcha which you enjoy. Rav Yosef on Shavuos, the Gemara tells us, would serve a particularly nice meal. He said, Ilafahu Yomaf, not for Shavuos, day of Kabbalah Satorah, Kama Yosef Ika B'shukka. How many regular people would there be? I'd be a regular guy. It's through Torah that I was Zocha to something. Because of that, says the Shla, it isn't that we have the Keser Torah automatically. The Simcha Asher Sameach Tiyah Simcha Ruchanis, that the Simcha we should have on Shavuos should be a spiritual joy. Hashem gave us the Torah, and what's the goal of the Simcha Shavuos? It should be Misoer Meod Belibo Liskadesh Lisakin Maisav V'Lios Muchter BeKeser Torah. That the goal of Shavuos or the Simcha is to understand that we are Zocha, that we should try to be deserving of the Keser Torah. In that sense, for the Kliyakar, that's the link between the end of Bamidbar, Kehas gets counted first, and then Gershon, beginning of Parshas Naso. That is, for the Shla, a very Yesodistic idea about the nature of Shavuos. That of itself explains part of the link between Bamidbar, Naso, and Shavuos. What exactly is a Keser Torah? Meaning, we know that kings wear crowns, but what exactly is a Keser Torah? What exactly does that mean? That if you learn Torah well, you will be zocha to a crown. This is a crown that we take very, very seriously. The Gemara in the Dharma and Daf Samach Beis tells us, "Kol mishtamesh bekisra shel Torah." If you use your crown of Torah, you are ne'ekar min ha'olam. You get uprooted from the world. So there's something here going on. What exactly is a Keser Torah? What exactly are we trying to convey with that? Unlike a king, you don't wear a crown. Unlike in many ways, even a Kohanim, Kohen Gadol, there is something to wear. What's a Keser Torah? What exactly are we talking about with Keser, with Keser Torah? On one level, one could have suggested that the idea of a Keser connotes a position of authority. That a Keser Malchus, the more chashav, an authority figure that you are, so a king wears a crown, a king is in charge. Kohen Gadol is an authority, a leadership kind of figure. And those who are Zocha to learn Torah, who get Kizr Shel Torah, they change from being Kama Yosef, Ika Bashuka, to being people who are leadership, people in leadership positions. The Maharal, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel there, when the Mishnah speaks about Keser, the Maharal speaks a lot about the idea that Keser does refer to an attainment of a higher level. Keser is worn on top of your head, meaning I am who I am, bin nosaf to that. On the top of me is a Keser, which connotes a certain kind of excellence. The Keser of Torah, Torah which is more seichel-based, which is more about the intellect, and on top of my head is something extra, is certainly something which is there. Rav Salvechik had a very intriguing insight in terms of what he thinks Keser Torah may really be, based on an understanding of what Keser Malchus is and what Keser Kahuna is. It's a bit of a Lamdisha idea, which I think also very much ties into an element of Shavuos and a very powerful insight about Keser Torah. Points out Rav Salvechik as follows. There are often, amongst Klal Yisrael, so the Rav maintained that Jews all have pretty much an equal sense of Kedushas Yisrael. Even though women are pturos from mitzvot aseh shazman grama, even though they're less obligated in mitzvot aseh, Salvechik assumed, as did Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe, that men and women have equal amounts of Kedushas Yisrael. With equal amounts of Kedusha, even though there may be different chiyuvim. Wonders of Salvechik, or suggests of Salvechik, that Kahuna, Malchus, and Torah is a little bit different. And whenever we describe an idea of someone having a Keser, what we are attempting to convey is a Kedusha miyuchedes v'nosefes, is an additional level of Kedusha, which is present. Rav Reichman and Rav Shimon Shirom quotes this idea in a lot of places. He has it in Baba Kama and Daf Peches in Ha'ara 60 there, that a Keser means you have an extra kind of Kedusha. Points out of Salvechik as follows. We know that Kohanim have an extra degree of Kedusha. Torah tells in the beginning of Parshas Emor, Vikidashta, we have obligations to treat them with a greater sense, with a greater sense of Kedusha, which is why they are Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. That's why we anoint them with a certain kind of oil, because they have a particular kind of Kedusha, which is present. Salvechik suggests that is also true when it comes to a king. There is an extra Kedusha Chal in a king that relates to the Psukim in Sefer Shmuel, that when Shmuel tells Shaul, he gives him, it sounds there, he's with a certain kind of Shemen HaMishcha, that he was Mekadesh Shaul Beruach Hashem, and that there is something extra which is taking place as a result, a certain kind of extra Kedusha with a Melech and with a king. So this is a Salvation, the same way that the Keser Kahuna reflects a greater sense of Kedusha in a person, the same way that a Keser Malchus reflects a heightened sense of Kedusha, and therefore there is a different process of each of them, of a Maisa, which is Mekadesh them. We do something to elevate them. Hu ha-din af Torah Mekadeshes es ha-gavra shel ha-tamat chacham. That Torah also can uplift and be Mekadesh a tamat chacham. Points out Salvechik as follows. The Rambam in the first two Prakim of Hilchos Talmud Torah speaks a lot about Yediyas ha-Torah. That is one level of our relationship to Talmud Torah. A person is obligated to learn Torah, to learn it, to master it, to know it in that sense. Peri Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam introduces an additional element, again, Keser Torah. Keser Torah is not about how much knowledge you have. It's not about how much information you may be aware of. Rather, it is Hashpa'as HaTorah. It's about the influence of Torah on a person's personality and the Chalos HaKedusha, which can be Chal in such a person. Not just knowledge of Torah, but a different kind of person which comes as a result of having a Keser Torah. Not only that, but we can go one step further. As Rambam points out, as many, as the Gemara in Sota writes, the Yikari Mipninim, that the person who learns Torah is Yikar v'chashuv v'yoser mikoin gadol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim. Or as the Gemara in Horios tells us, that a mamzer tam chacham is kodem v'koin gadol am ha'aretz. That there's something to be said, that much as there are different kinds of kedusha that a person gets, and much as we may emphasize at times the kedusha of a kohen or the kedusha of a melech, that ultimately it is the keser of Torah which is elevated above and beyond all of them. The keser Torah which represents the extra kedusha found in a Jew that studies Torah. In that sense, Kahas is first because of the Kliyakar, they carry Torah. And Torah is not about who the oldest is. Torah is about who has access to it. It says the Shla and the Simcha of Shavuos is a Simcha which is supposed to inspire us to want to be Zocha to receive this kind of a Keser Torah. This kind of a Keser Torah. What does that mean? maybe it's a position of authority, maybe it is, about just a certain kind of elevated above and beyond. For Salvechik, it's about the extra Kedusha, which is found in those who learn Torah, which manifests itself in a certain kind of a different personality that the person is supposed to have when they learn Torah. Have a wonderful rest of your day.